Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Listener's Guide on member-supported Restoration Radio. I'm your host, Jason Guardiano. I'm joined by our guest for the series, Father Julian Larrabee of St. John Bosco, Roman Catholic Church in Modesto, California. Thank you for joining us, Father.
Thank you, Jason. So we'll begin with Chapter 45, four important corollaries of the preceding doctrine. So first of all, Venerable Lewis talks about both exterior and interior virtue. We have to love God and honor Him and keep the commandments, not only exteriorly, but in our hearts as well. We have to be also very careful to avoid sinning, even in small things. And we've seen this quote already from Ecclesiasticus, "He that feareth God neglecteth nothing, and he that contemneth small things shall fall little by little," because a lot of venial sins can weaken our souls and dispose us to commit mortal sin. One thing that Venerable Lewis really stresses in this chapter is the importance of our virtue being interior as well as exterior. So our Lord very often condemned the Pharisees for having only an exterior virtue. He said, "Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, because you tithe mint and anise and cumin and have left the weightier things of the law, judgment and mercy and faith." What he was saying was that the Pharisees pretended to be just by even paying taxes, in a sense, on things that they weren't obliged to pay taxes on plants that grew wild on their property. But at the same time, they neglected the virtues of the soul, mercy and judgment and so on. So we can't be like whited sepulchers. Of course, we have to give a good example to others, but we can't be secretly living a double life, basically, is how we would describe this in modern terms. We have to be truly virtuous and be in reality interiorly what we appear to be to others. It says in the book of Isaiah, God warns us, he says, "This people glorify me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. And they have feared me with the commandment and doctrines of men." So, of course, God is not condemning people that glorify Him with their lips. That's a good thing. We have to glorify God. But He is saying their heart is far from Him. So we have to observe virtue interiorly as well as exteriorly. And there were numerous times when the Jews would offer sacrifice to God without contrition for their sins, and while at the same time committing other terrible sins in their lives. And God warned them about this repeatedly in the Old Testament. Again in Isaiah, God says, "All these things have they chosen in their ways, and their soul is delighted in their abominations." This shows us how little exterior virtue is worth to God if it isn't done in the right spirit. If we pretend to be pious, but really we don't love God and we commit lots of sins, then we can't expect to be saved. A lot of times people pursue exterior works just out of a motive of hypocrisy. Like the Pharisee said, "I give thee thanks that I am not like the rest of men, extortioners, unjust, adulterers," and so on. So this prayer, the so-called prayer, kind of warns us about what we have to avoid. We can't think that we are better than others. And certainly the Pharisee did things that are good. He says he fasts twice in the week, and things like this.